Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. Independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, WA to the YS. We the best, yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radio slides in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into, and we sold the come through, and we can show you we support that local everything. Online radio. Independent everything.
Hybrid One, and I'm the executive, of course, for Metal Music Records, host, presenter, producer for all things Fronz.com Radio, and I don't know, a bunch of other stuff. I'll let my wife tell you about the other stuff, and that lovely, beautiful-eyed lady right there in that chair right there, the chair that turns the head, she is Nikia Corliss, also known as the Hybrid Queen. She is the executive A&R for Metal Music Records, Metal Music Entertainment Management, everything. And she's also she's the one that does those shoes, Shoes in Motion. That's her. And also, she's a certified wedding planner. And she is the owner of In Motion Event, among other things. Hey, sweetie.
Hey, baby. How are you?
I am just tickle pink. I got me some rest. I went to bed this morning, as you know, at probably about, I don't know, what. It was early for me. And I actually slept till Brutus and Midas woke me up. But I feel a little rested. And how are you? You get some rest?
I did. I had intentions of going to church, but I slept through all of that, and so
I kinda figured you weren't gonna make it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, love you. Anyway, you guys, welcome to Independent Everything. And we have a very, 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 very special guest right out of the backyard of the area where I grew up as a youth in New York, the Sugar Hill area. He's from the Chelsea area of Manhattan. I was actually there on Malcolm X Boulevard and Grand Concourse. Went to IS-10 as a youth, and so we kind of hung out in some of the same areas as far as growing up and stuff. So I feel like I know him. Welcome to Independent Everything, Pyro, the artist,
hey,
Mr. Crush himself. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for taking time out to be with us today. I just want to get right into this. I mean, let me tell for those that don't know that our family, friends, and fans. Pyro the Arsonist is a hip-hop artist, poet, published writer, and a radio personality on the Lyrically Live show on DTF Radio. He's a native New Yorker, born in the Chelsea section of Manhattan, and he's been writing since he was 13 years old. Now, Pyro, back in 2010, had a major buzz going, and I remember this because he had, I think it was like, it says 14 weeks, I thought it was longer than that. Memoirs by AD, the general, earned him an award for most requested artist of the year. And then you had to take a break. Tell us about that time in your life, Pyro, where you had all that, you were at the pinnacle, at the height of, of that era for you. And I know you probably had record companies and everything coming at you left and right. Walk me through what it takes to step away from all that because your health is not what it should be.
Yeah, well, I never really took, doing the music seriously until a friend actually took me to his studio at his house where he was engineering and stuff. So, I laid down a couple tracks, and then from there, that's when I started to take it seriously. So I started, submitting my tracks to, internet radio stations and stuff, and then that's when I got the opportunity through Miss Fifi. She was she's a host. She had her own show on Street Market Radio. So, you know, she's also affiliated with ADD General. They're all part of the same group, you know, Elegant Hundness program. So, you know, they gave me the opportunity. I submitted a track named Shorty. It was featuring my friend Finest. And, you know, everybody was calling in to vote for it. I got 14 weeks, and it earned me the award. But, you know, I had a lot of opportunities. I did get an offer for some stuff, a Sony distribution deal, and I just, you know, I was overweight, you know, so I really couldn't. I had opportunities to perform. I didn't have really the breath control, you know what I'm saying, or I really wasn't that mobile with me being overweight. I couldn't really, you know, take advantage of the opportunities that I was given. So.
Right.
After that, I kind of got discouraged and stuff, but I decided to just, you know, take a break and just try to focus on my health and getting better. And, you know, it took almost 4 years, you know, but I finally, you know, got my health in order and stuff. So that's when I decided to, you know, continue to do what I love to do, you know.
How much weight did you have to lose?
I actually, at that time, I was close to, like, 500 pounds.
Wow.
You know? So, right now, I'm down to 249 now. So, I basically lost half my weight.
Oh, man. That's great, man. Was there any particular method you used to do that or that you can share with the audience?
I actually did the gastric sleeve surgery, which, to be honest, I was kind of ducking for many years. You know, that's what the doctors wanted me to do. And me never being under the knife was kind of hesitant to do it, you know. But, you know, and then, you know, I met my wife who, at the time she met me at my worst. You know, I lost my job. I was unhealthy. And, you know, she took the time to still stay in my life. She could have easily, you know, she could have hightailed out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm unhealthy. I didn't have a job, and I basically did it for her and my daughter. You know, I wanted to be around for them. You know, so.
Yeah, give her a shout out, man. What's her name?
Yeah, my wife is my wife Lucy. She's my baby, Lady Pyro.
Lucy, shout out to you, Lucy, for staying with them and going through that thing with him. I'm glad that you did that. And it sounds like he appreciates it. And no matter what happens in his life from here forward, you know, you're going to be the one. You was there when he was nothing. And when he blows up, like I believe, you know, he has the ability to do, you know, he's got the right girl by his side. And I think that's so important in this business. Cause you know, there's a lot of vultures out there, man. Once you start getting the buzz for yourself, you know what I'm talking about. And so
it's good when you got that part of your life
already taken care of, where you don't have to look at that. You can do so much more, so you're not distracted by those things that are sent to distract you. I want to talk about a couple things. First thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about how did you and Melly hook up? Melly Soul, shout out to Melly Soul. What's up, girl?
Shout out to Melly Soul.
Yeah, on the Crush, man. Y'all killed that track. Who wrote this? Who wrote Crush?
It was a joint effort. I wrote my verses. She wrote the chorus. It was actually many years in the making. That song was supposed to be back in 2010 when I first had that buzz going.
Yeah.
And, with everything that happened, it just, you know, but, you know, everything happens for a reason because it's a dope track. You know, I'm getting a lot of good reception from it. So.
It is, man. It is one of the...
Yeah, we actually met at my old job. I was a doorman, and she was a tenant.
Uh-huh.
So she ended up moving out. She was a tenant,
wow. Yeah,
so
well,
she ended up moving out. I'm sorry?
Yeah, y'all just got to topping it up one day, and you said, hey, I do music. What? And she said, oh, I sing. I mean, tell me how that happened.
Well, actually, she ended up moving out. I knew at the time she was a dancer, you know.
Yeah.
And she ended up moving out and to pursue her music career, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when I found out that she was pursuing her music career, I let her know, oh, you know, well, I'm into music too. You know, I do hip hop and stuff. And, you know, throughout the years that she lived there, we always kicked it. She would come in, you know, home from work. We would chat a little bit. And when she went to move out, we exchanged numbers, and that's how we stood in contact.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you something, man, Paro. You know, I've been in this business for a minute, and there are so many people I would love to work with, have reached out to work with, or and vice versa, have reached out to me, and it just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know, whatever happens, you get busy or too busy, and then whatever the thing is, doesn't happen. And so I know that when things like this come together and it does happen, it's divinely inspired, because there's so many things that can go wrong in trying to work with somebody. You know, I mean, you and you're in the same city. You're in the same city with her. But imagine me. I'm out here in Carlsbad, New Mexico, Pyro, and I've got acts that I work with all over the world but I've never seen them. But this is the thing. I know that those acts that I work with, those brands that I work with, I'm meant to work with them, because there's so many more that I try to reach out to work with. It just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Something happens, you fall apart, whatever. So I let God kind of sift those things. And that's why you get something like a crush with Pyro and Melly Soul, because it was meant to be. You know what I'm saying? And people don't realize that, man. I really believe that. I mean that, you know, you do everything you're supposed to do, and then God's going to take care of the rest. I'm gonna step back for a moment. I'm going to step back for a moment and let my wife go ahead and do her thing. She normally is the Charlamagne God of the show, if you know what I mean. But she's been taking Dale Sean's spot since he's on hiatus working on the album and everything. Mm-hmm. And she's been laying back doing more Dale Sean than she has been Charlamagne. So I think you're safe. Nakia, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you for joining us today on Independent Everything.
Thank you for having me.
Go back to what you talked about in the beginning, how in this industry there is a perception that people have of hip-hop artists, the rap artists, R&B artists, and when you look at them, you look and you see maybe the body shape of Nicki Minaj or Tyrese. You don't look and see people like us, I'll say, and because I'm a thick woman, and so I completely understand when you how it affected you. I find myself going through that right now. Like, it is hard gaining 2 pounds, and it is hard to hit, you know, a high note. It's hard to do anything, and it is very discouraging. But when you have people in your life by your side, they motivate you, they keep you on the grind, you know, that's what makes it all so much more worthwhile. So I salute you. And I know that it's an ongoing effort for you to remain healthy. So, again, just, you know, salute to you on that one there. What would you say, or who would you say is your greatest influence?
My greatest influence?
Yes.
As far as musically?
Yes.
My biggest influence, well, it's always been, I've always been a big fan of the Notorious B.I.G. and Big Pun. I mean, those two were two of my favorites growing up, along with Nas, you know, Big L, Tupac. So those would be my influences, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people have told me that my style is kind of old school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just me. You know, I was raised with the old school 90s hip-hop, you know, and that's just what I'm, that's like my true love. That's what I vibe off of.
Now, you are a published writer, correct?
Yes, I have 4 poems published in a, it's actually a collaboration of poets from a group that I'm part of called Writer's Block, which was founded by Amon Sterling. So we actually have a compilation of poems, and I have 4 poems published in that book.
What's the name of the book?
It's called Writer's Block.
Where is it available?
You can get it at Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com. You just got to type up Writer's Block by Amon Sterling, and it'll pop up.
Okay. Listen, audience, you heard that. Make sure that you do and get that book of poetry. When you write your music, what is it based on? I hear a lot of people say, you know, life experiences, what I'm going through now, what I've gone through in the past. What do you write about?
It's just it's the same thing. You know, I write about something I'm going through, or maybe something I know somebody else has gone through, somebody in my family that has gone through, or just about struggles I've been through in my life, you know, or just about love, you know what I'm saying? It depends on the situation, you know, the situation in my life. Like back in 2010, you know, I was single, just out of a relationship that wasn't too great, you know? So it would tell that you could tell in my music it was a different vibe. I was a little more angry, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. that came out in the music I was writing. And now I have a little bit of everything, you know, it's a little bit more upbeat, more I have a couple of tracks that are probably, you know, about love and stuff. And I'm also working on one that's about just people who struggle, just about being in struggle, whether it's depression, whether it's a heartbreak, you know, financial, whatever the case may be, just being in struggle, you know. So it really depends on a lot of stuff that I'm going through, you know, in my life or anything in my family's going through. So that's why I you know, get my ideas or my influence from when I write.
Do you find that your fans, your followers, your supporters, that the music that you write, it's music that they can relate to?
Definitely. I mean, I hope so. That's my intentions. I want somebody. I want if it could just, it's just, you know, one or two people could relate to it. I just want somebody to relate to it, whether it's, you know, whether it's a love song or just something about, you know, the daily struggles of life. You know what I'm saying? Or just about chasing your dreams. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that people could relate out there. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, something. I'm just trying to give part of my life, a part of my heart, my feelings that I just put, you know, in the song.
What would you say sets you apart from other independent artists out there?
Sorry?
What would you say sets you apart from other independent artists out there today?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, me doing the co-hosting on Liberty Live, I've met a lot of talented independent artists, you know. So there's a lot of talent out there. With me, I guess what makes me stand apart from the rest is I'll take on any topic. I really would. I'll take on any topic, you know, and go with it. You know, I try to be different. I don't want every song to sound exactly the same.
Right.
So I want it to be, you know, different topics, different takes on something, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want it to just be repetitive.
So versatility.
Yes. Definitely.
Pyro the Artist. Where did you get your name from?
Actually, everybody always asks me this story. My name, I had a different name before. When I was younger, I went by the name Chaos. So, you know, I really wasn't really too fond of it. I wanted to change it. And my cousin, shout out to my cousin Jimmy, he one day told me, man, you be spitting that fire, you know what I'm saying? And then he was like, you know, that should be your name. Your name should be Pyro. So, you know, I went with it. I went with the name Pyro. But at the time, when I was using the name, I was uploading music to, you know, to MySpace and the MySpace thing with the music pages. And I saw that there was a lot of artists using Pyro. There was a lot of Pyros in the MySpace search, right? So I decided to add the arsonist to it just to make it different and you know, so I could be stand out from the rest of them that was using Pyro.
So now you know the meaning behind the name and where the name came from. It's not because he's around and putting shit on fire.
No, definitely not.
Other than his tracks.
Yeah, I just like the tracks on fire. That's it. Definitely don't like lighting on, you know, fires and stuff.
Now, I know that you just had a performance on Wednesday. Do you have any projects that you're working on right now?
Yes, that was actually my first track back after the 4-year hiatus, Crush. And it was actually the first single from the upcoming album I'm working on called The Wait Is Over, which I'm trying to release by the summer.
I like that. The wait is over. Because you can put it in two different aspects.
Yeah. I went with that title because, you know, I was supposed to drop something in 2010, which never happened. I've been waiting a long time for this. My supporters have been waiting a long time for this. So that's why I went with that title, The Wait Is Over.
But then you also dropped Weight as well.
I'm sorry?
You also dropped Weight as well. So there's a way to look at that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. The wait is over. Exactly. You could make it spell the different one. You're right.
Well, I want to
think about
you
that. That was a good spin.
Well, you know, I'm always have a play on words. My mind is very, very bad, and I can turn the simplest statement into something very nasty. So I always have a play on words. So, but I like that. But I want to thank you again for joining us today on Independent Everything, and
well,
I'm going to turn it back to the time
right now. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and as I said before Nakia took over, I had a couple of things I wanted to touch bases with you on. One was, you know, how Crush came together, and that was an interesting story on how you met Melly, so, you know, being the doorman at her place there. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was your show that you do. Tell me about the show. And what's the format, and how do we get our artists on it? Has a music format to it?
Yeah, it's a music format. You could actually tune in through your phone, but also if you want to see us live, it's also streamed through Ustream.
Okay.
So it could actually be seen and heard.
Yeah.
And we have Fridays from 7 to 9. We have, you know,
right.
The music, mostly music, and then we have our different topics.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
so
you
then I have.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good because we've got a couple of shows that we sponsor or whatever. You know, my show is also on Ustream, my music video show, which airs Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday on Ustream from 7 to 10 Central. And then we've got CME TV with Young Fallen Angel out of Mobile. They air every Friday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time on Ustream. And then today is the debut of the official launching of Psycho TV with Voice of Trugo, get her out of Baltimore. She is Psycho TV will launch right after we get out there. Then we go over to Ustream, and she's going to be over there doing the Psycho TV. So we've got three formats on that on Ustream. So yeah, man. And you're on Friday. You come on right after Young Fallen Angels. That'd be perfect. We just go from Young Fallen Angels CME TV over to your show and support that show. Lyrically live show on DTF Radio. That is on Ustream, Network every Friday. What's the times again, Pyro?
It's Friday from 7 to 9, and the host is the Choice of New York City and Jess Hayes. Shout out to them. And they're the ones who they welcomed me into their home. You know, I started off as an assistant, and you know, I helped them out with promoting and you know, tweeting out while they were hosting, and then they just put me as a co-host. So shout out to them, and they gave me my own segment. So I appreciate them giving me the opportunity.
All right, man. I'm glad. Shout out to them. And that's the game of, you know, my thought process is I want every one of the artists that are down with Melody Music Records, that associate artists or signed to the label, to eventually have their own show on some format, if it's not Ustream, on something, because I want them to be, you know, in a point where they can broadcast. I mean, you know, everything, the entire spectrum of the business is so important that you understand that in today and time, we've got the ability to reach the entire world, you know, like never before. And that when you're putting out music, it doesn't stop there. You know, you make your music, and if you're not promoting it, if you're not marketing it, then it's just for you to hear. So you gotta learn the whole gambit, man. So that's always my goal.
Exactly. Social media is key.
Yeah.
Key.
Yeah.
You know, you have to put yourself out there. You have to promote yourself, because if you don't promote yourself, then how are you gonna get your name out there?
That's right.
That's right. So then doesn't stop with making your track, man. So you gotta go to the next level.
Exactly. You know, and that's how you also meet people, you know. You get out there on social media, you meet people, you know. I was brought into the show by The Choice in New York City, and then through her, I met Rob Boogie. He's the host of the Latinos on Fire show. Shout out to him. And he also sometimes lets me come on if he needs me. You know, I help him out with the promoting, or I'll co-host every once in a while if he needs me. So shout out to him, because, you know, they've both really embraced me and brought me into the radio aspect of it, and you know, have been teaching me the ropes and stuff. So I really appreciate them.
Real talk. We're down to about 3 minutes here, and I told you I wanted to give you time to make sure that you articulate to the audience that is listening, our family, friends, and fans, but those that may come back later, as we are on Stitcher now, we are on iTunes radio, and we are on TuneIn. So, you know, you never know who's going to come across the show. Be sure and let these people know, whether the business entity or just the average Joe fan, how they can connect with Pyro the Arsonist.
Okay. My email for any collaborations or bookings is pyrothearsonist@gmail.com. That's PYROTAARSONIST. And on Instagram, Pyro the Arsonist with underscores in between each word. On Twitter, I'm at Pyro713. And I'm at Facebook. You can just search Pyro the Arsonist. I'll come up also.
Okay, great. And the album, how's it coming? The wait is over. When can we expect that? And do you have a distributor in place already for it? Melody Music Records would love to have you as a family member.
I actually, I'm writing a lot. I still haven't hit the studios yet. And I have somebody that's helping me out right now with the, as far as like the distribution stuff. So I still actually don't know where I'm going to go with it. I don't know if I'm going to put it on that PIF or what I'm going to do with it yet, but I'm still working on all the details on that. But I'm trying to release it for the summer.
Okay, well, you need to call Nakia. You got a number. And
no problem.
Let her give you our spiel on what we can do for you as far as, you know, really getting you out there, you know, legitimately on the commercial scene, because that's where you need to be. You got a unique sound, man, that can go. And so we want to talk
really
to you about that.
I really appreciate that.
Also, I got a gang of music that I want to throw at you. I told you I was going to do that. I really, really got a gang of music I want to throw at you, and see if we can't, if nothing else, if we don't get you signed to the label, maybe we can do some collaborating and do an EP or something together. I'm always down for that, man. I want to attach my name to anything like a Pyro the Arsonist, because I think he's going to be huge, man. You keep pushing. And again, we appreciate you for coming over. Nakia,
I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Nakia, final words real quick, because I want to make sure that I pump up this Chronicles of a Hippie before we go. But go ahead. You got any final words?
No, I'm actually on my way to the hospital.
Is that bad?
Oh, no. I got my first ER responder call, so some shit must have popped off. I'm on my way to the hospital.
Okay, well, go. I thought it was your eye, because I know you got Purex. And okay, be careful. I love you, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, listen.
All right, I love you more.
Okay, guys, I want to make sure before we go here that I remind you guys that Chronicles of a Hippie, the fourth volume to Voice of Truth Will Get Out of Baltimore, Maryland's 12-volume project is out. It is available right now on the Nerve DJ site exclusively because I'm a Nerve DJ, and it will be in the stores soon. Once it hits the stores, it will come down off of the Nerve DJ site there. It is a sponsored album there on Nerve DJ. It's called Chronicles of a Hippie, and it is what it is all at. You guys got to go check out this new voice. You thought Belligerence was that? No, this is all that. It's called Chronicles of a Hippie, and I can't listen to it without feeling like I'm high. I just want to get high, and I don't even get high. But you listen to it, you feel like you're high. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Pyro, thank you so much, man, again, for coming over here and kicking it with us on Independent Everything. Man, we got to get you over on the music video show, and we got to play
thanks,
some of the...
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Salute to you guys.
Thank you so much, man. And I'm going to get with you about getting some of our artists' music over there, and we really, really, really want to talk to you about your future in music. We really do, because I've been telling Nakia this since I first got the Crush track. We need to do something. Like I say, if we don't sign you, maybe we can do some collaborating, and then we'll distribute and market that, what we do with you. But I'd love to have you as a family member, real talk. Tell Melly I said hello when you talk to her, and that goes for her, too. She's a real talent. We've had, for those of y'all just tuning in, we're fixing to go. It's over. But we did have the one and only Pyro, the arsonist of Crush fame here with us today, and it was a great interview. Look for him to be with me on some upcoming Saturday soon on allthingsbronze.com radio. Don't forget to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And don't forget, on Fridays, Pyro is on the Lyrically Live show, DTF Radio, on the Ustream Network right after FA goes off on his CME TV. So you guys, please, please, please join him, join us. Don't forget, Voice is on right now over on Ustream as soon as we get off here on Psycho TV. Please tune in to the new Psycho TV show launched today officially from Voice, a True Go-Getter. Until the next time on Independent Everything, you guys do it independent, do it like everything. Love, peace, and hair grease. We'll holla.